Every moment is crammed with infinite riches, which are given us according to the extent of our faith and love. Once we can grasp that each moment contains some sign of the will of God, we shall find it in it all we can possibly desire. For there is nothing more reasonable, more excellent, more holy than His will. Can any variations of time, place, or circumstance add anything to its infinite value? If you are taught the secret of finding its presence in every moment of your lives, then you will possess all that is most precious and supremely worthwhile. What is it that you want, those of you seeking perfection? Give your desires free rein. Set absolutely no limits, no boundaries to them. Listen to me. Let your hearts demand the infinite, for I can tell you how to fill them. There is never one moment in which I cannot show you how to find whatever you can desire. The present moment is always overflowing with immeasurable riches, far more than you are able to hold. Your faith will measure it up to you. As you believe, so you will receive. Love, too, is also a measure. The more you love, the more you will want, and the more you will get. Every moment, the will of God is stretched out before us like a vast ocean, which the desires of our hearts can never empty. But more and more of it will be ours as our souls grow in faith, in trust, and in love. The entire universe cannot fill and satisfy our hearts, for they are greater than all apart from God. Mountains which overawe us are but tiny grains to our hearts. We must draw upon that will veiled and hidden beneath every little detail of our lives, and shall find there a fullness, an amplitude infinitely more vast than all our longings. Fawn upon no one, and have no illusions. They can do nothing for us. The will of God alone can satisfy us. That is what we must adore and drive direct toward it, casting aside all superficialities. Strip away the fascination of the senses, kill and destroy them, and then you will be ruled by faith, for your senses worship created things. They take away from the senses what they worship, and they will weep like deserted children. But faith must triumph, for nothing can destroy the will of God. When the senses are really attacked, starved, and stripped, they collapse, and faith becomes stronger and more alive than ever. This faith laughs at the importance of the senses, as the commander of an impregnable citadel laughs at all the attacks launched against it. When the will of God has been made known to us, and we in turn make it plain that we are only too glad to abandon ourselves to it, we shall be given most powerful help. We shall then know the joy of God's arrival within us, and savor it more intensely the more completely we abandon ourselves to His adorable will.